giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, this is Coach Speak. Man, we have a plate full today. And joining me as co-host today is Kobe Bishop. Kobe, this is your, first of all, welcome. But this is your first year out of professional baseball for a few years. How's life treating you and what do you got going on?
Thank you, Bruce. It's great to be on. It's treating me well. I'm excited to enjoy the great summers that Fort Collins has to offer. I've been away from it since I grew up here. And then get the golf in. And obviously now I'm working full time and doing that grind at the group real estate. So it's been great.
So the real estate business, you're off to a start. I know your mom's been involved in real estate several years and does really well. But that's something that's kind of interested you throughout your college career and obviously your playing days as a professional.
100%. I think what's interested me the most and kind of why I've enjoyed it so much over the past year is it's always on the go. You're going from one place to another. It's the high tempo feel, and then it's fun to help people out and look at houses, and it's such a big purchase in people's life that it's been an awesome treat for me, and then to work with my mom alongside that's been awesome.
Yeah, and I have to ask you this. How's the first year of marriage going for you? Is Maggie still putting up with you and learning all about the little intrasyncrasies about Kobe Bishop? How's
I
that
know.
Going?
Oh, it's been awesome. Yeah, we got married in October, and it's been awesome. Now we bought a house, and which was a big purchase for us, and kind of going down that path. And yeah, we're loving life right now for sure.
That is great. I'll tell you what, we have a full slate today. We have Kevin Johnson, the baseball coach at Severance, on Andy Burns, who Andy well, who's now an assistant coach for the Northern Colorado Owls, and we're gonna. This is a little impromptu. We're going to get Chris Abshire on the line, too, as he is at the Colorado State Track and Field Championships. And one of our guys, Kobe, Joe Cottingham's in that high jump, and I'm anxious to get reports on him. But Nuggets tonight, what's your predict?
Man, it's a must win. It's a must-win for the night. I don't want to say it's a must-win this early in the season, but to go back 2-0 into L.A. would be huge.
It'd be huge. It'd be exciting night. Hey, as we said, we're going to get Chris on, and we have Chris Abshire on. Chris, the great reporter from the Coloradoan down at Jeffco Stadium in Lakewood, covering the high school track and field state championships. Chris, man, I know you're busy. How's it going?
It's going good, Bruce. Thanks for having me on. I'm sitting in this little room in the press box at Jeffco Stadium. My colleague Kevin Lytle and I, we jokingly refer to it as the Coloradoan Suite because every year we end up here. So, excited to be down here. State track is always a super fun event. If you're a fan of not just high school sports but any sports, this is one of the best events in Colorado. Always so much energy, so much fun. Ton of fans out here. It's just nonstop action. Good time, Bruce.
Well, it is absolutely. I'm going to try to get down there tomorrow after the show for at least a couple of hours anyway, because it is a great event. Hey, it started at 8 o'clock this morning. What's some of the action that's already taken place that you've covered?
Well, right now, for most of our local athletes, we're very focused on the field events today. In fact, we're probably within about an hour or so right now of a couple locals that are right in state title contention, including Windsor's Cameron Thomas on the pole vault.
Sure.
He is within an hour. I mean, it's never a lock in any sport, especially track and field. You always got to hit. You got to clear the bar. You got to hit your mark. But he entered the pole vault 3 feet ahead of his closest competition. That's a whopping total in pole vault.
It is. We had Cameron on earlier, just a great kid, and amazing that he just started pole vaulting last year and that he's gone 17 feet. I mean, that's unreal.
It's unbelievable. And what's kind of cool, Bruce, too? Second place, who's most likely to be runner-up behind him is his teammate, Danner Bakula. So we might have a Windsor 1-2 in the pole vault. So that's the main story we're watching this morning locally. But also at the same time, in the high jump, we got Joe Cottingham.
That baby, this is what Kobe and I... Oh, by the way, Kobe is Bishop is co-hosting with me today, Chris. And we both are very close to Joe. So how's Joe doing?
Well, so far, I mean, he's hit all the early marks. So, you know, obviously the way that the high jump and pole vault and things like that work is, you know, you basically just keep moving the bar up
right
until, you know, people clear it. And so he's cleared all the early marks. He's, I believe, we've entered roughly the top 10 or so, you know, level of jumps. So he's right in it still. He entered seated second, just 2 inches behind the top guy. So it's going to be down to the wire, you know, for him. But he's got a great shot, certainly, at bringing home a state championship.
So for our audience and myself, too, Chris, the high jump, it's just today. There's no prelims. This is the finals.
Correct. So the way that pretty much all the field events work is there really aren't prelims. Sometimes on things like shot put, which just for edification, Fossil Ridge's Mac Buskey just had a top 3 finish in that. So off to a good start down here. But for field events, there aren't really prelims. Sometimes you'll have different rounds where any mark or things like that or any jump could qualify. But yeah, right now on the track itself, there's a bunch of prelims this morning. Later this afternoon, we'll get some smaller classification, mostly 2A and 3A. Schools like Liberty Common and Heritage Christian running some distance finals. We'll also have some relays, you know, mid-level, mid-distance, 800. But, yeah, this morning we've got finals in a lot of field events, and it's just straight into it. Boom, boom, you know, no waiting around. We're going to award some state champions before noon.
When does Ella Johns run?
Ella Johns, well, in 3 separate events. So I believe, if I remember correctly, it's 1 each day. So
okay.
800, the 1600,
nice.
The 3200.
Yeah.
So she's in the top 7 in all 3 of those. She's within striking distance, certainly, of a top 3 finish in all of them. You know, in the 1600, she'll be a contender. 800, she'll be a contender. 32, maybe less so. She's 7th in that, but she's 5th and 3rd in the other 2. So I think that's good for her having those spread out, those distance events.
I would think so. Yeah, they just, you know, just get that recovery. I think that'd be great. Well, what else are you covering today? I mean,
This afternoon's definitely going to be a lot. We're going to have a lot of small school distance events. One name, Bruce, that a lot of people in Northern Colorado should keep their eye on, not just at this event, but going forward, is Liberty Commons' Isabella Lori. So she had an undefeated 3A cross-country championship winning season in the fall in cross-country. And then she is seated first in all 3 of the major distance events in 3A. The Liberty Commons girls, they won the team title last year. I wouldn't say they're favored to repeat this year, but they're definitely going to be right there in the mix. But Isabella Lori could have a 3 championship day to go along with her cross country title. But that starts this evening. She'll run, I believe, it's the 3200 this evening. Also, Heritage Christian's Jack Nauman, who is a Colorado commit, a CU commit, which you do not often see from a 2A level. That
right.
Shows you that he is running well beyond a 2A level.
And the beauty of the track meet at Jeffco Stadium, you see all the classifications, you see all the times on the scoreboard, and it's just such a fun event to watch.
Absolutely, and you said it really well there, Bruce. You know, sometimes that goes the other way, where you can kind of see the disparity between small classification and larger classification, but when you have such elite athletes, ones like the ones I just mentioned, the Jack Naumanns, the Isabella Lorries, you can see that they stack up with the best in the state regardless of classification. And that's one thing that I think really makes sports like track or swimming, which I covered last weekend on the boys' side, those are the sports where you I mean, it doesn't, there's no disparity in competition. It's just your time is your time.
Exactly.
And I think that's really what makes these events pretty electric.
And your time is your time, and your event is at the same place. It's the same track. It's the same weather. So really makes it interesting to compare.
Absolutely, Bruce. I mean, like I said at the beginning, this is one of the most fun events every year to cover. But also, yeah, if you're just a fan of sport, I mean, you also see some really high-quality, high-level performances here. I mean, so many of these like track and field athletes at Colorado High School, I mean, especially in the running events, they end up going on to do some amazing things. I mean, how many great Olympic sport athletes have we seen come from the state of Colorado? And there's no doubt that the track meet is a place where they, all of them kind of stand out.
All right. Well, Chris, I don't know what your tomorrow looks like, but we'd love to get, another report if possible. And send Joe and all the other Northern Colorado kids some great vibes, because we are pulling for them. And I'm a little torn today, because I really wanted to be down there watching Joe jump.
Understandable. Yeah, the timing just didn't work out, Bruce. You got a show to run. He's got some jumps to jump.
I was thinking, if they can just put the high jump at any other time, than right during the show, but it didn't work out that way.
Bummer for you, Bruce. But yeah, if you make it down here tomorrow, let me know.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to get down there one way or the other.
Okay. Well, hey, it's buzzing down here already. We'll have, like I said, we'll have state champions probably within the hour. So
okay.
We have a live blog up at coloradowin.com with live results from local athletes. So check us out there.
Yes.
But yeah, in the meantime, it should be a fun one.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll let you go, and we'll speak soon.
Sounds good, Bruce. Thank
All
you
All right,
the
coloradowin.com. Get on there, folks, and keep track of Chris and Kevin's reports. Boy, they do such a great job covering that. Kobe, I know you weren't a track guy, but there's nothing more interesting down at Jeffco Stadium watching all the classifications run at the same time.
I agree. It's kind of similar to the wrestling.
Yes.
Where it's just, you have your mats, you have your races, in all classifications, and it's, I mean, what a treat with a week to have all these athletes get crowned with state champions, too.
It really is. Hey, thanks for listening to Coach Speak. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Buildings by Design comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com or check out some of their great projects they've completed on Facebook. Well, it's baseball regional time too, and after this break, we're going to come back with Kevin Johnson, the head baseball coach of the Severance Silver Knights. Welcome back to Coach Speak. I am joined today with Kobe Bishop. And Kobe, we're going to bring Coach Kevin Johnson on the show now. And I'll tell you what, the Severance Silver Knights, they've had a great year. They're seeded number 6. And you and I talk, there's nothing like playoff baseball.
Nothing like it. It is, even just going through high school and then baseball afterwards. But high school playoff baseball was some of my fondest memories.
Absolutely. Baseball. Coach Johnson, how are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
Man, it's great to have you on again. I guess it's been a few couple weeks, but the season, this is how fast the season seems to go once it gets started. It seems like it takes forever, to get here, and then all of a sudden we're talking playoff baseball. First, congratulations on the number 6 seed and a 17-6 overall record. You got a tough bracket, don't you? As every coach in the state is saying today.
Yeah, absolutely. You always look at that, and you have teams you think you want, but when it all comes down to it, you got to beat the same teams to get to where you want to go anyway. So pick the bracket and let's go play baseball.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing? This is Kobe Bishop. I was as playoff baseball gets going, can you kind of explain to us how the team has evolved from the beginning of the season to now starting the first round of playoffs?
And it's you think, like you were saying, it goes quick. You think 23 games and you get a couple scrimmages and a foundation game. You think it's going to be a long season, but it goes really quick. And you look back to those scrimmages, you're just trying to get pitchers going and see some live at-bats. And now we kind of got a daily lineup set and people know what their roles are. It makes a big difference when you find roles for kids and they know where they're at and what their expectations are.
Hey, Coach, anybody that you go back before you played the game that's been, you know, maybe not a big surprise, but you're just really happy the production you've gotten from them?
Well, yeah, you look at Ty Adam. You look at a Ty Adam. You got a basketball player who's going to play college basketball, and he didn't play last year because he was focused on basketball and getting that squared away. And he's been a year away from it, and he comes back, and he's our leadoff guy. You don't see too many 6'7" leadoff guys, and he plays shortstop most of the time. I think he's hitting over 400. He's in the 420, 430 range right now.
Yeah, when we were out to watch you play, my eyes just kept staying on Ty because, you know, I've seen him so much on the basketball floor. We actually played against him when he was a junior, and I've seen him play in the club scene a lot. And I honestly didn't know he had played a lot of baseball, you know, up until last year and didn't play. But my eyes just were focused on him at the shortstop position because, you know, he makes plays. He's your leadoff guy and, you know, gets on base, can run. I mean, this kid's an athlete.
Yes, he is. And, you know, before this year being a shortstop, he was always a catcher. 2 years ago as a sophomore, he was our starting everyday catcher. And you really don't see too many 6'7" catchers.
No, but not to take away his athleticism on the basketball court, because it's obviously there. But I saw more athleticism from him on the baseball diamond.
Yeah, and you put him at shortstop, and you think a big guy like that, but he's got some serious range, those long arms and long range. Long legs, he can cover some ground.
You know, and Nolan Hertzke, Mason Bright, terrific seasons, Coach.
Yeah, our pitching staff, you get those 1-2. And, you know, you always go into regionals thinking, okay, who are you going to throw first game and who are you going to throw second game? And we were talking yesterday, we can't lose either way we go. Because you look at Nolan, he's not your strikeout guy, but he's 9-0 on the year. And he makes guys put the ball in play, but if they don't put it in play hard, he gets lots of ground balls, lots of fly balls. Some quick innings,
and he's a winner.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just see this kid compete, man.
Absolutely.
I want him on my side in any fight that's going down. You know, I want Nolan right close to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how many times we've been in close games, and he's like, "I'm not worried. I got you, Coach." And he does.
Hey, Coach. So obviously, playoff baseball. Kind of momentum shifts are a huge thing in playoff baseball, just like it is in all baseball. But can you kind of tell us how your team's prepared on kind of one inning goes one way and you guys are right back at it?
Yeah, and we've talked all year, and it's baseball. I love the old Yogi Berra quote, the baseball's 90% physical and the other half mental.
There's a lot of yogiisms. We could spend a half hour on yogiisms, you know, and there's some good ones, and that's obviously one of the better ones.
Yeah, and it just makes sense for baseball in particular, because, you know, you gotta flush what happened if you have a bad play and you can't dwell on it, and you gotta come back and be mentally ready and confident for the next one.
So, Coach, let's talk about your bracket a little bit. Discovery Canyon, what do you know about them? Are there any common opponents or just kind of what's your homework on them?
Yeah, that's what I was just looking. You know, Max Preps is a wonderful tool, so you can at least go look and get an idea. It's a weird thing with them. Their record, you know, they're barely over 500, but they play in that 4A, 5A league. So
yes.
They're playing good teams all the time. It's not like you can just go to their record and go, yeah, they're not that good. But you look at it, they score a lot of runs. They give up some runs, but that happens with some of those schools down there, with some of those baseball fields that are smaller, and you're going to give up some runs down there.
And Coach, when you're the high seed, you can decide, you know, between your top two guys who's going to go. I mean, and like you say, you can't go wrong. Some teams don't have that luxury. There's a bigger drop-off, one and two. But when you're at Discovery Canyon, you know you're going to see their best.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And we've been there. We've all been there in that game one, because there's really no tomorrow. So you got to put your best kid out there.
And this is what I find this interesting in baseball, that in regionals, you don't get a mulligan. You know, you get past regionals and you go to state. Not that there's not pressure, but there's always that, you know what, we have to lose twice. In regional play, it's not that way.
Yeah, if you ask me, this is the toughest weekend in all of high school sports, because you got a lot of strategy going on and you're one and done. You get through this weekend and you're right. You got a little comfort zone. You got a backup plan. Regional weekend, you don't. And it takes one good pitcher and you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, you guys are hitting as a team at 371. You know, no one's at 481. Your lineup really hitting the ball well. You have to feel good about going in, but is there anything that you guys do differently to prepare with having a few days off, you know, before you head into regional play, because you're not playing every other day or every third day?
Yeah, and then of course today we're going to fight weather, because they're talking rain showers this afternoon. But we've got a couple kids that are underclassmen, and some former kids that come in and play, throw some BP for us, go see some live pitching. So you can't really get a scrimmage in, because you got to save your own pitching. But we got some other kids that can come in and throw some BP and get some live at bats in for us.
Nice.
So, Kevin, you guys have won six straight going into this regional. Kind of tell me how the momentum's kind of flying for you guys, and you guys got to be feeling good riding into the regional weekend.
Yeah, and absolutely. You know, it's always good to go in on a high note, winning some baseball games. It was a little tough last week with all the weather and the moisture and trying to stay in that rhythm, but it was good to get two games in Monday, Tuesday, and see some live pitching with Frederick. But yeah, we're ready to go, especially offensively. I feel like they're all feeling like there's some confidence at the plate and we can score some runs.
And Coach, I think win streaks in your league are, I think they're the toughest because of your back-to-back play.
Yeah, it does. It makes it challenge, but I love how we do it. So you actually get a true league champion with the pitching staff, and you're not trying to line up pitchers and do that whole strategy thing. It's just baseball and go out and play.
Everybody healthy, Coach?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome going in.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you, baseball, we've talked, Kobe and I have talked off the air too, and it just seems like baseball playoff, and we're both baseball guys, so we every pitch matters, every, you know, pickoff play matters, but how do you get the kids to just relax and play their game, knowing that there are, you know, you can't lose?
Yeah, and I think some of that goes back into you try and make practices as competitive as you can at times, rather than just the standard PEP or standard BP. We try and play some games and make it competitive, so we get used to that competitive atmosphere. The other thing that helps us out is we've got, you know, we've been to state the last 2 years, so everybody playing has had that experience and been there. Which makes a huge difference.
Yeah, so that I think that makes a huge difference too. It seems like, you know, this year's seniors, once they've been there as juniors, they just know what to expect. They know what their routine is going to be like, and it builds a lot of confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just that year of experience.
Hey,
you
Coach,
know, you don't know what you don't know when you get there.
Exactly. Hey, let's go over your schedule for your region. Is it set now?
Yes. Yep. Longmont and Thomas Jefferson will play the 10 o'clock game.
Okay, so Longmont and TJ at 10 o'clock, and
yep.
Then you guys in Discovery scheduled at noon, 12:30. What's the schedule
time? 12, 12:30, and then winners at 3.
Winners at 3. So, and I take it you kind of like that, not playing a game, sitting a game, then coming back. You're just going to build on that momentum, stay loose, and good way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get pitchers rolling, you get hitters going. Obviously, you're going to have to come off a win, so you got to have some momentum going, and you don't want to sit around and wait and watch another game and see what's going on. We can just roll right into it.
Awesome. Well, Coach, hey, I can't thank you enough for coming on and visiting with us today. And best of luck. We want every team in our area, obviously, to move on and get in that state tournament. But you guys, number one, congratulations on a great regular season, great league season. And we will be pulling for the Silver Knights coming this weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Kevin Johnson, Severn Silver Knights. You know, Kobe, he's done such a great job with that program. And it's still relative when you think of Severance. It's a new school.
Very new school. I agree. And hopefully there can be some nice weather this weekend, and they can come away with a couple of wins and then head off to the state tournament.
You know, their first class of seniors, and what a way to build that and have a chance to compete in the state tournament.
What a program they've built too. And then that first class coming through, I mean, them as seniors now, I mean, they got to be proud of kind of the past few years that they've built and all that.
Exactly. And I don't want to omit anybody from the area, but when you think of Northern Colorado baseball, okay, you have Severance, you have Windsor, right next door, same mm-hmm. district, going into the, you know, both hosting regionals.
Yep.
Then you have 3A Eaton,
who is a powerhouse.
Unbelievable. You have University that they've only lost to Eaton this year, and they've played some 4 and 5A schools as well. And then you go to, you know, the Fort Collins, Loveland area, you have Fort Collins, you have Rocky, you have Love and Fossil Ridge, you have Boot, all in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And you have Res hosting.
And Resurrection is hosting.
For sure.
Loveland
team. There's some quality baseball up here.
There's some great baseball. And not just quality teams, but we're going to be hearing some of these kids' names, at least one kid's name, I know, in the upcoming draft.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which is crazy. I mean, you think of that, and in this area, just all the tremendous baseball going on.
And it's starting to become more, you're seeing a lot more high-level D1 commitments throughout the years, which is awesome.
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you what, with UNC just down the road, with Mike Anderson now at the helm and building that program, we're going to have some tremendous college baseball in this area as well.
Yeah, hopefully they can start winning their backyard and recruiting out of their backyard.
I think they have. You know, mm-hmm. they've already – Mason Bright, we didn't mention that with Coach, on his way to UNC. Sam Pease, the catcher at Fossil Ridge.
Awesome.
Highly recruited kid going to UNC. So some fun times. Hey, we just got this text from Chris, who we just had on the air. Cameron Thomas, state champion pole
awesome.
Vaulter, Windsor, yes, and Joe Cottingham from Fort Collins came in third as a junior in the high jump. So congratulations to those guys. That's just such a cool feat, and we're really proud to announce that on the air. Hey, I don't have to tell all you farmers and ranchers how important water is. Farming season, it's here. And if you want to get the most out of your water this summer, get in contact with Quality Well and Pump, Colorado's only full-service irrigation company. Visit them online at qualitywellandpump.com. Also, text us at the Mosier Funeral text line at 888-530-0043. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Andy Burns, assistant coach with the Northern Colorado Owls. Welcome back to Coach Speak, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. You know, Kobe, you just got married in October. Did you know that more people get married in June than any other month?
I did not. That's you did probably not. Why wedding prices are so high in June.
There you go. Well, CRP can't help you with your wedding plans, but what they can do is get the tow hitch on your vehicle or your boat or camper this summer. Visit them at CRP4x4.com. So, you know, we're talking a lot of baseball. It's fun to be able to throw in a few of those track results early in the day, you know, but we've already crowned a state pole vault champion and high jump champions, and Joe Cottingham, our Joe Cottingham, third, and we don't have his how high he jumped yet. We'll get that soon, but we're going to bring on another friend, and that's Andy Burns, retired from the Dodgers. You know, you'd think a guy being retired wouldn't be as busy as this guy, but he can't keep up, I'm sure.
Hey,
but,
two kids and a job will do that to you.
You know, and an assistant coach with the Northern Colorado Owls now. Andy, how you hanging this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm actually on a walk with my youngest child right now. We're just cruising the streets, and I'm happy to talk to you guys.
In beautiful Water Valley?
Yep. We moved here a couple years ago, and we love it out here. It's a great place to raise some kids.
It is. Hey, I'll tell you what, it was fun going out and watching the Owls practice or work out a little bit. Give us your assessment on the first few days of training and scrimmages the past 2 days.
Yeah, no, I think it's been good. I think we like what we're seeing. We have some talent, and it should be a fun product for people to come out and watch. And I think we're going to play some good baseball. And you know, with Frank at the helm, he's great. He's been in this business a long time, and he's going to steer the ship where it needs to go. And I think we're going to win a lot of baseball games this summer.
And for that, we're talking about Frank Gonzalez, and every Tuesday you can listen to the Frank Gonzalez show here between 10 and 11. But, you know, Kobe, our friend Kobe's with us today, Andy, so I know he has a question for you.
Andy, how's it going, brother?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So tell us a little bit about you retired from baseball and now kind of what you're doing day-to-day scouting-wise.
Yeah, so I'm scouting for a company that does coverage for Asian teams. We have a couple teams under contract in Japan and Taiwan, and looking to grow from there. But you know, we're out, and how I kind of got this job is I played 2 years overseas in Korea, and the scout who brought me over there, he started this company 2 years ago, and I told him I was going to retire after last year, and he brought me on board. So. You know, I get to go watch baseball games for a living, and it's been really fun and enjoyable, and it's a different point of view on baseball. You know, when you're in it, you miss things, and when you can kind of take yourself out of it and be an observer opposed to a player, it's you know, it's been a pretty fun experience and process.
Hey, Andy, where are some of the places you cover? Where do you travel to as far as covering games?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, Asian candidates are kind of like the guys that can't stick in the big leagues. Good players. That's one thing I think I've realized. There are so many good players across the country at so many different levels. But all of our coverage is pretty much big leagues and AAA. So I've been to El Paso twice already. I do all of my big league coverage out of Coors Field, so I've got to see quite a few games out of there. I've been to, and then I had a trip to Durham to go see Memphis and Durham, which is the Cardinals and Rays AAA affiliate. I head out to Iowa here in a couple, maybe a week, I think. So, you know, a lot of it's kind of from the mountain range to basically Memphis.
Nice.
So, Andy, you get those, because obviously you go to Coors Field, that's kind of your local territory, and you get just about the best seat in the house down there. Tell us, for these Rocky fans, kind of how are they doing, and kind of is there hope in the prospects that they're bringing in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they have talent, and I think for them it's just a matter of putting them together. The bullpen's been really good for them this year, and they've had to deal with some injuries, which I think is some of the issues. But they've had a couple hot streaks, and You know, recently getting to watch Brenton Doyle, that guy seems like he is a guy to be watched.
He's got, man, you took the question right out from me. I was going to ask you about him. He's impressive thus far.
Yeah, he's jumped off the page. He's got elite speed. That's the first thing you notice. And, you know, power with the bat. I think if he continues to put the ball in play, he's going to have a lot of success. And he's fun to go watch roam center field for sure.
Well, and he got his first triple the other day, and you could just see his speed. I mean, and the balls he's tracked down, he's saved already several runs, you know, for Rockies pitchers just by his coverage of center field. Hey, Andy, I wanted to ask you this, that, you know, now that you're, you know, covering players, scouting and so forth, and teaching, what was the most difficult adjustment going from AAA to the majors?
I think for me, as a hitter, the stuff really doesn't differ that much. I mean, you would be shocked to see the arms that are in AAA. The pure stuff is pretty equal. It's just at the big league level, it's execution, and you know, how often are they commanding their pitches and the ability to exploit holes in a swing. I think that's what you see the biggest difference is if they find a hole in the big leagues, every one of those guys are going to be able to attack that. Whereas in AAA, there's, you know, the scouting's not quite as advanced. So, you know, you have a bad week against, you know, let's say El Paso, and then you get Round Rock comes down. The scouting's not the same, where they're able to go like, man, like, here's our hole, and this is how we're going to exploit it. So you can kind of get week to week new teams in that don't really know maybe what you're struggling with, or vice versa. You know, you had a great series against El Paso, and then Round Rock comes in. They don't know what you hit to have that success.
Sure. Hey, Andy, I you know, was out, and I watched you working with the middle infielders in the corner some, but, you know, just the little things, the little intricacies that you were talking to the guys about, you know, covering the base, turning the double play, you know, things have changed. The neighborhood play's not there as much anymore. But I could just see them learning so much from you. Is teaching and coaching something that thus far in a short amount of time, have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I really have. I really enjoy it. I have a lot of passion for the game, and, you know, to see them warm up to me and try to get as much knowledge from me as they can is great. I think the biggest thing for me is, like I said, there's talent everywhere. And you know, these guys are young guys, and for me, what makes you a great baseball player is consistency and being able to do the little things every day. And it's the little attention to detail focus points that if you don't touch on a daily basis and you lose it, you're gonna not have that consistency. And when you play as many games as these guys do, the ability to be a good player, because, you know, the bat's not always going to be there. You can always have competitive at bats, but, you know, you're going to go through hot and cold streaks. But to be a good player, you have to just be solid every day. You can't let things get away from you and pass on those small little details that at the end of the day determines wins and losses.
For sure, Andy. Obviously, you and Frank are huge prior role models in that organization and huge additions. Can you tell us a little bit about what the start of the year looks like and where our listeners and people can go watch the product that you guys are putting together?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know if we're on the road the first week or not, but
I think you're at home on the 23rd.
All right, well, there you go. There's the answer. you know, we're going to be at Future Legends. They're finishing up the college field. It should be a great venue. Obviously, you know, further down the road when they get the main stadium done, that's going to be amazing. But the college field looks great. I mean, I think it's going to be a good place to come and watch what we have. And then I encourage everyone to get out there and you know, support the hometown team. There's never been a quality of baseball this high in this area, and I think for our youth to be able to go out and watch them is something that they should be excited about.
I'll tell you what, the Future Legends Complex, for those that have not been out there, it's amazing. I mean, the first time I walked into the bubble, Andy, you look forever, and there's there's just so much room. You guys can actually take infield, outfield comfortably inside that bubble.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they've left no stone unturned. It's a beautiful complex. The people of Northern Colorado should be excited about having this facility that their kids are going to be able to play at. And with that, you know, come out and watch professional baseball, which hasn't been here ever. So, you know, like I said, the product and the level that everyone's going to be able to come out and see is something to get excited about. And, again, like a facility like this for the youth to be able to play at is amazing.
It is. Well, Andy, I'll tell you what, we have to do this more often. And, hey, have fun out there with the Owls and in all your scouting endeavors as well. We appreciate your time, and we will be speaking soon.
Absolutely. That sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Andy Burns, retired Dodger. That has to sound good.
That's a nice resume.
Retired Dodger and helping out assistant coach with the Elves and obviously a professional scout. If you've been injured on the job site but not serious enough to get injury, make that pain go away at Proactive. Visit them online at proactivecolorado.com. We will be back to wrap up Coach Speak after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. As we wrap it up, I want to thank Kobe. Thanks for coming in today.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, thanks to Chris Abshire for keeping us posted of the high school state track meet. Kevin Johnson, also at Severance, getting ready for his Silver Knights to take on regional baseball play. And, man, it's always fun having an Andy Burns with that professional experience on. Go see some Colorado track baseball, Northern Colorado. Have a great day.